Good morning. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This week we are taking some qualities from the life of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. Yesterday we looked at the word devout. The Bible says he was a devout man. And how because he was a devout man, the Lord came to him and opened up the way to salvation. He was devout in the things of God. And the next thing, it says that he was, and one that feared God with all his house. So Cornelius was a man that feared God with his house. And so he also taught his house the fear of God. So if you'd have went into his house, you know, his whole house would have feared God. And the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. And so it's important that we have a healthy fear of God. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, we are living in a time where people don't fear God. Psalms 89:7 says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Proverbs 16:16 says, by mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. And Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 28:14 says, happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. You know, without a healthy fear of the Lord, you will never depart from evil or sin. You know, Romans 3:18 says, gives us a picture of what God sees. He says, there is no fear of God before their eyes. And so like Cornelius, for a man to have a fear of God is a rare thing to find. And so it's very important that we have a fear of God. The fear of God is something that's mingled with love, awe, reverence. And so this morning, Cornelius feared God, and God saw that. And we all know what happened. You know, God came to him and sent him, told him that he should send for Peter, and so that he could hear more about God, so that he could come to know God in a real way. And so it's very important that we have a healthy fear of God. Without a healthy fear of God, you'll never get saved. You know, Cornelius got saved because he had a healthy fear of God. He got born again by the Spirit of God. And Paul, in Acts chapter 13, is preaching in the synagogue in Antioch, and in verse 26, he says, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever feareth God, whosoever, he says, feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. You know, Cornelius feared God, and he was one of those whosoever that feareth God, and because he feared God, to him was the word of this salvation sent. Psalms 85:9 says, surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. And Psalms 33:18 says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him and upon them that hope in his mercy to deliver their soul from death. You know, God's eye was upon Cornelius because he feared him. He delivered his soul from death by sending Peter to preach Jesus Christ to him. Psalms 147:11 says, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. And so, this morning, do you fear God? Malachi 4:2 says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. You know, salvation came to Cornelius because he feared God. And Also, you know, the fear of the Lord moves men and women into service. You know, Paul, in Acts chapter 9, you know, Paul was trembling when he was knocked down on the Damascus Road. And afterwards, it says in verse 20, it says he straightway preached Christ. Straightway he preached Christ. He was trembling, you know, when this all happened. But because, and he asked, what will you have me to do? And he was moved because he had a healthy fear of God. And when the disciples were sent out and Jesus told them not to fear what man will do to them, but they are to fear God, what God will do. And so this morning, you know, this is another quality that Cornelius had. He had a healthy fear of God. And Philippians chapter 2 says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And so it's very important to have this quality here that Cornelius had, a healthy fear of God. So this morning, do you have a healthy fear of God? Does the fear of God move you into holiness and righteousness and in service for Him? You know, many people are about their life, their own life, and they're not in service for the Lord. They think they need a, you know, God has called us to follow Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's just not for certain people, but it is for everyone. You know, God wants us to be a voice for Him and to fear Him. So thank you for listening, and may God bless you.